tuned in every 8 to 9 Tuesday night. Well, you know that because you're listening right now.
Every 8 to 9.
Every 8 to 9. Hey, here we go.
Still got it, yeah.
I still got it. Ah, yes, the radio show. Good old college radio. I found a nice thing of bubble wrap, so I'm going to pop it through the show. That's going to be great. It's not going to be annoying at all. So welcome to the show.
Maybe this arts and crafts video is inside of it. Shout out to Cameron Reed, former resident of Vancouver.
Now he's gone forever. How are you? Oh, by the way, this is Andrew Rice.
Hi, I'm Andrew Rice.
Wow, I got so distracted by the bubble wrap. I got so excited. I'm like, I know exactly what I'm gonna do.
I'm good. Things are good.
I like when things are good.
Yeah, things are pretty good. I was supposed to be in Winnipeg over the weekend for a festival that sounds very interesting and strange, but it fell through the last minute, and I won't go into details about that.
Okay, so I shouldn't ask you what festival it was?
Oh, it was called Mimetic, or Meme, or Manitoba Electronic Music Exhibition.
I didn't know things happened in Manitoba.
I think it's the third or fourth year, and it was headlined by Deep Child and Noel Pred, so some like Berlin House guys. Max Ulis is playing, Librarian is playing.
Oh!
The main venue was a giant cube in the middle of the street, apparently. So
what?
Like this giant transparent cube in the middle of the street in downtown London.
Weird.
But yeah, I didn't get to go. I spent the weekend crying.
You'll be able to go to Winnipeg at some point in your life.
We all should once.
You only want to peg once.
Because then you die.
that's what happens, I guess. Oh, shout out to the Winnipeg Tourism Board. We love you, and anyone who's from Winnipeg, I guess. What else is new and exciting? How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty crazy. I saw Cage Nada, who I've never really heard of before.
Yeah, what's the deal with him?
From what I heard of him, he was kind of like, you know, like a disclosure-y, like poppy house garage kind of thing. But when he played like some old hip-hop and then some old disco and then like some newer stuff. Like, it was actually really fun.
Huh, interesting.
And now Falcons played before him and he played so Falcons is kind of from Vancouver, from Florida, and now he lives in LA.
Yeah.
But he played the best ever seen play. And Ape Burton played before him.
Sounds alright.
And then I saw Lee Foss on Friday.
Oh my god.
Which I thought was gonna be like really stupid. Well, it was stupid, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
He played like some old Daft Punk, like homework area Daft Punk.
Oh, that's cool.
And he rubbed ice cubes all over his body. He was drinking out of a bottle.
He rubbed ice cream all over his
body. No, ice cubes.
Oh, ice cubes. Well, you know when you're playing tech house, you get really you know when you go to a tech house party, they don't even have bottle servers. They charge you for buckets of ice cubes. I don't know if that's
true. Bottle service. What kind of parties do you go to?
Oh man, you don't even know. Not tech house parties. but other, like, what was the crowd like? The Leaf Foss thing?
It was a little bit like suburb-y.
It kind of like
a Caprice crowd, but a little more actually into the music.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of half obnoxious and half okay. But
yeah, that's like I feel like the tech house crowd is like really the middle of the road. Like,
yeah.
It's not. Well, I guess you'll have, like, the ketamine people there, and then, like, tech house is just really, it's, like, agreeable, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Like, even, my friend Kendall, who's really into hip-hop, was like, oh, I can dance this all night.
Yeah, because it's like, there's a beat here, and then there's someone singing, and then there's an arpeggiated synth.
And a catchy bassline.
Okay, a catchy bassline, of course. That's the architecture of the tech house.
But if you're into tech house and tacky crowds, Jamie Jones is playing at Sudbury's on Friday, and just kind of, like, more of a be excited about it.
Do you think it's gonna be crazy? Is there like a tech house scene in Vancouver?
I think there is. I mean, I think that's what Friday to Shine generally is.
Yeah.
But I mean, Jamie Jones is a thing in his own right.
Yeah.
He's never played in Vancouver before either, so
that'll be interesting.
Yeah. And is that celebrities? Celebrities has a vibe.
Has Seth Boxer played here?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't know. I can't say for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go see Seth Boxer. I think I maybe would.
He's a great DJ. He doesn't always play super well, but yeah. But he has the skills deep within him somewhere.
Yeah, he has the skills to pay the bills. I like this Bookworms track. I like it. It's pretty good.
Oh, there's music playing. I forgot.
No, I'm wearing headphones. I don't know. What else? Should we do something?
Oh, we're falling apart. Our witty banter is eroding.
I'm so distracted.
Put down the bubble wrap.
Can't.
Right now, this is the new Bookworms track, or from the new Bookworms EP on Lies. It comes out sometime next month. This track is called Malfunction. The EP is called Japanese Zalkova.
It's called what?
Japanese Zalkova. I don't really know what a Zalkova is. It's a pretty good EP. It's not as crazy as the first one. It's not as psychedelic, but it's pretty enjoyable. Let's listen.
Should we listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. Zalkova is a genus of tree, so he named the album after a kind of tree.
Must be a cool dude.
Really pretentious.
Wanna hang out with that dude.
You guys can have awesome tree talks. Thank you.
Start my engines real slow. Let the power flow. I can rev it up, feel the thrust. Do a touch and go. I can make a move, feel it through. Take a break and make him wait. He likes to watch me do what I do. Now keep the fucking ball going. I'm a cowgirl. He's toasting me around and I hold up all the world. Keep the wrong nose turned. I'm a distant land. I just hop up on the ride and my body's in his hand. Wanna ride him like a bike, ride him like a bike. I'll do anything he like, anything he like. Whatever goes down, I'ma let it slide. As long as I get to ride. I'll do anything you like, anything you like. Got me greased up, babe. Feel it deep inside. Tonight I wanna ride. Ride him like a bike, ride him like a bike. I'll do anything you like, anything you like. Whatever goes down, I'ma let it slide. As long as I get to ride. Wanna ride him like a bike, ride him like a bike.
So that last one is by a group that's pretty new to me. They're unfortunately called Skin Town. They're from LA and they're coming out on Time No Place, which is the same label that Rainbow Arabia is on. It's for their kind of pop,
Skin Town
popish acts. But they're pretty good. The vocalist has got a really versatile voice and the lyrics are a little cheesy, but I mean it's
she
like
she wants to ride you like a bike.
It's like hipster R&B. It's as good as that shit gets. Oh, my apologies.
Oh my God, you blew it. We just lost our license.
And this next one is by Daniel Avery. He's from the UK. He's a resident at Fabric. He's like the unsung resident. And he has an album coming out in October.
Is he the unsung resident because he doesn't do live vocals?
Go home, Zia. No, because he only really got popular last year.
Skin Town. Whoever's just like turning on the radio and putting on CITR right now is like, there's just two guys laughing.
Skin Town.
Skin Town. Oh my God. Okay, Daniel Avery, he's the unsung resident at Fabric. And this is his album. Well, this is a song off his album.
This is the title track. The album's called Drone Logic. It's very trippy. It's kind of like halfway between electro and techno with lots of like sultry sampled female vocals. I don't know why I just did the voice because it didn't sound like samples, but it's a really good album.
That's the voice you should do it in.
I didn't. Let's listen.
Okay.
Skin Town.
Skin Town. yes. So what were the last few things we heard?
So the last thing was a new alias from TiVo Howard called Sequence Report, and it's a concept album or theme album of like old style electro done with computerized vocals.
Nice.
And it's actually like, it's really emotional and lots of good melodies on it. It's kind of like the poppiest thing he's ever done. Mm-hmm. TiVo Howard is like an American kind of classic house slash electric DJ. His songs are often kind of really cheap.
I like TiVo Howard.
It's good.
Yeah.
You tried to bring him here once, didn't you?
Yeah,
I think I told you to try and bring him.
We did try to bring him.
Well, we failed.
It didn't work.
Well, why don't you try now?
Big fat failures.
Why don't you try now?
I mean, what? Oh, yeah.
Like TiVo Howard at like Caprice or like
TiVo
Barcelona?
Howard at LED Bar.
On Wednesday night.
On Wednesday night, yeah.
He can dropping the Migos bangers.
Versace, 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 Versace. I don't know why that song got so, like, it's, I guess, like, it's really catchy.
Yeah, that's why.
But it's like, Versace's always been around.
I know, but I feel like Versace is kind of approaching where Gucci was, like, 2 years ago, where everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, it's gonna be good when someone makes a song called Rad Hurani. There's so many. There's also so many places you can go. You just made a song called Rad Hurani. Like, it would be good.
Well, you're sitting right here. You're not doing a song right now.
Maybe I'll make a song called Rad Hurani.
You need a dope ass beat to go underneath it.
Yeah, Rad Hurani featuring Aleem Jamal Kabani.
Produced by.
I don't know who it's produced by.
Diplo.
Diplo. I don't know.
Is that like the Canadian knockoff of Diplo?
I don't know what that is.
You're in the bubble wrap again.
Oh, you can't help it. It's like, no. Putting it over here.
This is the new release from Pepperless and Counton on their Liberty Sound label. It's good, obviously. It's Pepperless and Counton. Let's listen.
All right.
We've entered the CanCon portion of the evening.
Oh, yeah.
That last one was by Exeter. It's called Contra. It was released for free last week. He's a really good producer. He just hasn't done much yet. I interviewed him last year as part of a feature on new artists in Toronto, which also included like Kevin McPhee and Gino Bordello and all these people. And that's actually the first thing Exeter has released properly. And it's really good.
Is he like a young kid or is he...
I think he's like mid-20s, maybe even late 20s.
Yeah.
I saw him play here last year as well for an RBMA thing at Open Studios, and that was really good.
Nice.
He's a good DJ.
Yeah.
And this is on the new release from Michael Red, which is out, I think, next week or the week after. It's on the new label out of Calgary called Modern Math, which is also the name of a club night in Calgary. It's really good. It's kind of... Michael Red's stuff is just getting weirder and weirder and weirder. I think ever since he moved to the Sunshine Coast, he's like lost track of everything else happening. He just makes his own stuff. I was going to swear again, but I didn't swear.
Yeah, good.
But it's really good. I really like his stuff. He's always kind of out there. He's a dude.
He is a dude.
He's a chum. He's a pal.
Nice.
He's a dog. And the track is called... I forget what it's called. It's on Modern Math Records.
Look it up. Thank you.
So the last two tracks, the first one was the new project from Regis and Russell Haswell, who's like a British experimental musician. It's called Concrete Fence. It's some pretty abrasive industrial stuff on Pan in Berlin. And the last one, that pretty amazing track, was by Space Venture Controller.
His output's always really awesome.
ZIS is still at the bubble wrap.
Well, there's still some left to go.
You should do it near the mic so they can hear.
I have to finish it.
And that track is under his new, quote-unquote, new alias, STC, on Clone Records for more dance floor material. And this one is by a new producer called HNNY, and it's a really good remix by another really good producer named Young Marco, who we're about to really push on RA soon.
Young Marco. Young Marco!
He's Dutch, so, you know, he probably doesn't even realize what that sounds like.
He's probably actually young. The name is purely literal.
He's like 12 years old, right?
He's a prodigy.
This might be the last song. So, you know, shout out to my mom, my faithful listener.
Yeah. Shout out to Andrew's mom. Shout out to my
mom. And Kendall.
And Kendall.
Say how you feel about Kendall.
Who's Kendall?
Just say how you feel.
Kendall, you're all right.
Is it Kendall like a
book
platform?
Kindle.
Okay.
I want to give a big shout out to everyone who's listening right now. Thank you for listening.
We love you.
Not me.
Skin Town.